It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack here on Sports Overnight America, part of the cluster that you listen to each and every day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, it absolutely is. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to open it up with some golf. The U.S. Open out in Shinnecock Hills. What a disaster this tournament was in many ways, except for Brooks Koepka, who won the tournament and gets a very large check and another major golf tournament notch on his belt. So we will chat about that a little bit. We'll be talking some NBA, some NFL as well as we move forward in the weekend of the world of sports. And, of course, the World Cup, as it is going on over in Russia. A lot of stuff going on over there. And we will talk about it because we actually pay attention to soccer here on this particular sports program. I'm Bob Black, and we hope you enjoy your day after this Father's Day weekend. We got plenty, like I said, going on, and you do too. As you're getting yourself off to work, getting a spouse out the door, kids are finishing up school, we know the drill. And if you're going to listen to us, we only get you for a brief period of time. So we want you listening to us here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That means your devices. The iPhone, the Android, the particular laptop that you're sitting there playing on, or even at your clunky old PC, if you're sitting at your desk already, which at 5 o'clock Eastern time is probably not likely, but if you're getting up in the morning and you're sitting there and maybe drinking a cup of coffee and you can't see, so you're using the bigger screen, well, guess what? We got it. So iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, it's all there for you. All you got to do is go to talk/listen live, and we're there for you. And, of course, on our website, we also get that as well. Click on the Listen Live button, sportsbylineusa.com. We're right there for you. I was down in Philly this weekend, having a good time, doing some work, and, saw some people in the unis, which reminded me of Army and Navy. So pay attention to those kids. We love them. We love you right back. We're out of here right now. We're going to tap on the brakes. We'll be back right after this.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 if Twitter is more your thing. We had a lot to talk about today. Brooks Koepka winning the U.S. Open in a tournament that just was, it just wasn't very good. Now, Brooks Koepka was good, Phil Mickelson bad, and it was a crazy week. And I mean a crazy week out of Shinnecock Hills. I went to the first two rounds, had an obligation this weekend, spent the weekend in Philly, but the course was set up too tough. The wind was blowing. The setup on Friday was horrific. They made it after the first round where it was obvious that people were just having trouble navigating the course, let alone getting any scores. They just did a horrific job in setting it up. And this is one area where I think that golf doesn't get it. And again, it's a marginal sport in that people like it. They pay attention to the majors. If Tiger is playing and playing well, they pay real attention to it. The young guns haven't given the capacity of being able to draw tons of people to the televisions and viewership numbers. If Lefty is in contention, he certainly brings some people to the table. But it what the USGA does, which is unfortunate, is that there's very little consulting with the players. It comes across a lot of times as they'll play the course, the players bitch, and then the USGA responds accordingly, and everybody says, well, you know, the players, they're pampered, they're not athletes, blah, 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 just go out and play golf. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. Because when you're in the conditions that were out there in Shinnecock Hills, and for those of you who aren't familiar, you've got the eastern end of Long Island splits into two forks. And Shinnecock Hills is on the south fork. And if you get a nice weekend and the breezes are mild and all that stuff, it can be a challenging course, but not overwhelming to the point where everybody's in black numbers, and this was not one of those weekends. You had crosswinds blowing in early on in the week. It was coming from the north. Then it changed up and it was blowing hard from the south. The fairways at Shinnecock Hills are very wide, so they try to compensate for that by making the pin placements on the green challenging. And they're tough greens. They're very hilly and rolly. It's all well and good. But with the wind conditions, it was pretty obvious after day one that navigating this course was going to be very tough. There were only, I think, six players that were level or better. And it was not a fair setup for these players. They don't consult the players. This is something that should change. And there's no union in golf. There's not going to be a golf stoppage or anything like that because of the conditions these guys have to play in. And again, there is a legitimacy to these poor golfers. They make so much money and they jet around the world. Yeah, I get that. But you still want to see good golf if you're a fan of the sport. I mean, that's fair. You don't want them hacking around like a bunch of guys on a Sunday who have a cooler full of beer and guts hanging over their belts. And, you know, that's not what people tune in for. They want a challenging course, particularly in a major. So this was not a good week for them. It did not show off the best of golf. Now, Brooks Koepka did show off his game. And he was one of those guys at one of those rare occasions, too, where he's a legit athlete. I mean, he was an athlete in college and in high school. But when you look at it, he finished with plus one. So nobody beat the course. Now, at one point, you have to realize something. In the second round, right, he opened up with a 75, which is bad enough. You open up with a 75 in the U.S. Open, you're thinking to yourself when you go to the clubhouse, I'm not winning this tournament. I'll be lucky enough to make the cut. And halfway through the second round, he was seven over par, as the only person that was capable of doing anything was Dustin Johnson. He calmed down. He didn't lose his mind. His putter was working. And he closed with a record-tying 63. Excuse me, 68. Tommy Fleetwood shot the 63. And went back-to-back, which is basically unheard of in tournaments anymore. In majors, anyway. Last guy that did it was Curtis Strange back in 1988-89. But, you know, again, the story, unfortunately, this weekend, aside from Phil, was the course. And it just wasn't, it wasn't fair. I mean, Dustin Johnson managed to salvage a 70. Fleetwood shot a 63, which was a record. And the red numbers started appearing on Sunday. But it was too late to salvage the tournament. You know, it just... This is not what you tune in for. Some of the names were there. The Henrik Stensons of the world and the Justin Roses of the world. Patrick Reed had a nice tournament. Like I said, Johnson wasn't able to recover from his third round 77. But when you look at some of these scores, 80s and 78s and 90s, you know, one kid had a 92. I mean, for crying out loud, I go golfing, I shoot a 92. And nobody broke par on the course. Even Fleetwood, who shot that blistering 63. You look at his four rounds, and he finished at plus two. 75, 66, which, you know, obviously put him in contention. 78. And then he shot his 63. That's not a good representation of golf. And it tells you everything that you need to know. Because through the first three rounds, what they did with the pin placements on a course where the wind was howling, it wasn't bad weather. There was no rain. But the greens were super fast. And the pin placements were horrific. And you know, you look at this, and I'm sure their viewership was way down because of the fact this was not fun to watch. Now, the other storylines, obviously, Tiger not making the cut, Rory not making the cut, and Phil with his whatever that was, meltdown. swiping at the ball should have been disqualified, although technically there's not a justification for doing it. You saw Dustin Johnson. He was part of the lead going into the final round, but, you know, he, although he managed to maintain with his 70, wasn't really, he faded after that third round. It just wasn't in his head to get it done. Just wasn't. I know. It was, they hurt themselves with this tournament. We'll wrap up golf on the other side and then continue along with a little bit of NBA, World Cup, NFL, and all that kind of fun stuff as we move forward here in the attack. I'm Bob Black, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Phil. The things you can get away with when you're a legend in the sport. This was not a good look in any way, shape, or form for Phil Mickelson. For those of you who didn't see it, he was in the third round, and he decided to hit a moving ball that was rolling off the green. Basically, it was cheating. Now, there's no rule with it. He was on the 13th hole, hit a putt, and it was to the low side of the hole. And what happens on these sloped greens is it started to gain momentum, and it was going off the green. And like a hacker would do out on a Muni course, when you hit the ball too hard, he ran after it, and he swatted the ball to keep it from going off the hole. Now, by the rules, he was penalized two strokes, specifically Rule 14-5. And he hit it while it was moving and technically did not stop the ball, which, you know, if, again, visualize yourself out on a golf course. He swatted it, and it kept moving. He played a moving ball. And he made the excuse of, well, I'd still be out there. It was moving. And so he admitted that he did it to keep from having to putt back up off the green and perhaps have it roll on the other side and really blow his score up. Technically, they couldn't disqualify him. Realistically, if he had any class, he should have withdrawn from the tournament. You know, in other words, he didn't put his blade down and stop the ball, at which point he would have been disqualified. He made a stroke at a moving ball. So they applied the rule. It was ugly. And it really does. And people, you know, look, it's just freaking golf. Nobody's going to care in the long run. And you know, unless the golf purists, and maybe he lost a few fans on Saturday. But according to Mike Davis, the chief executive of the United States Golf Association, Phil called to understand the rule. He said, according to Mike Davis, and I don't know if he's covering him, he said, Mike, I don't want to play in this championship if I should have been disqualified. Now, I don't know if Phil did that or not. Mike Davis is saying he did. I'll take him at his word. But quite frankly, you know, the other part of that conversation should have been, Phil, you know, we're not going to disqualify you, but you might want to withdraw. But he did. He did it on purpose. And he felt that taking the two-stroke penalty was better than the alternative. He felt he was going to go back and forth hitting the same shot over. Now, look, you're a professional golfer. I'm not saying he could have gotten it up and down, but maybe it took him another three strokes instead of two strokes, or another four strokes instead of two strokes. He should have been able to deal with it, but he didn't. He finished the 54 holes at 17 over a par, and he was never in contention. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it sat. People love Phil Mickelson. They love him. And I don't know the guy personally. And, you know, this goes back to when his wife, you know, had just had the child and they found out she had breast cancer and, you know, all that stuff. And he was ready to withdraw from a major because of the storyline. And look, I get all of it. I do. You know, from that aspect of it, he's never been caught up in any kind of scandal messing around on his wife or anything along those lines. Shot a 69 in the final round, ended up at 296 for the tournament. But this was classless. He should have withdrawn. I mean, he just should have. It wasn't a good look all the way around. To me, I was never a big fan because I think there's a side of the guy that has major issues. You know, he got off easy with the Securities and Exchange the SEC, with the commission, because he had insider tips on stocks. And he made well over $1 million off the insider trading, and he got away with it. They gave him a reprimand while his friend took the hit. He is a degenerate gambler. He'll gamble on anything. I don't know how much money he has left. I don't know. And I don't, you know, claim to have an inside source or anything along those lines. But I do know what Phil has done over the years and how he's behaved. And, you know, there are certain things about him that I'm not comfortable with. And this is one of them. And I don't see him as a classy guy. Let's put it this way. I don't know any better way to put it. You know? And this was kind of Now, his career, he's over $87 million as far as his career earnings. And Forbes has him ranked at $375 million. So, I'm assuming he has a ton of his money left. But he's a gambler. He'll gamble on anything. Like I said, I had real issues with him walking scot-free from that SEC thing, because his buddy really took the fall on that. And there's something about him that I find disingenuous. I know that puts me in the minority, but when I look at what he did the other day, it was classless. It took something away from the story. And instead of talking about Brooks Koepka going back to back, a lot of the fodder here on talk shows on this particular Monday is about what he did on a golf course and whether or not he should have been disqualified or not. By the rule, no, he shouldn't have. I get it. But, you know, again, I'm not comfortable with it. I'm just not. And like I said, for a tournament that was lacking this weekend because of the USGA, it was tough. It was tough to watch. Really was. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. National Football League and Tom Brady had a sit down with Oprah, which, you know, God knows you got to have a sit down with Oprah. And he said retirement is coming sooner rather than later. No bleep, Sherlock. Nothing groundbreaking or anything along those lines. I mean, the guy's 40 years old. Now it's a year-by-year basis. He did say as long as he's still loving the game and the preparation and the training, he'll make the commit. Well, okay. Unless he takes a shot to his head that alters his thinking, then maybe not so much. I mean, and he talked about being a dad and kids and relationships and, you know, social justice things and all that kind of good stuff. He put out any fires about whether or not he and Belichick are still getting along, which I guess was, to me, the main storyline in this. I have to admit, I didn't see the interview itself, but I did read the quotes. And he flat out said, I mean, I love him. I love that he's an incredible coach, a mentor to me. He's pushed me in a lot of ways. And like everything, we don't agree on absolutely everything, but that's relationships. And he's 100% right. And I mean, you have to understand something. The people who do what we do for a living here, They're looking for that little thing that they can make a spark out of and turn it into a bonfire. And at the end of the year after the Super Bowl, when they basically said Alex Guerrero can't be in the building and Gronk didn't show up for the OTAs and Tom didn't show up for the OTAs and there was questions about what happened with Malcolm Butler and all that kind of good stuff. Well, it's finally the cracks are in the foundation, man. The cracks are in the foundation because everybody's getting old. Not because Bill Belichick is the football coach. That's what we're going to pick it up on the other side. Don't you go anywhere. I'm Bob Black. This is Sports Attack here on Sports Overnight America.
Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Third down and four at the six-yard line. Patriots are 2-for-7 on third down tonight. Dorsett, Amendola, and Cook split out wide right. White will motion back to Brady's left in the gun. Gronkowski in the slot left side. Third down and four at the Broncos 6. Brady to throw from the gun. Sets, throws. White with a catch at the one, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, baby, that's me. Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more what you are about, you know, we know the drill. I'm talking Brady here. And it's an interesting storyline. I mean, anytime you sit down with Oprah, you know, obviously everything has to be exposed. And, you know, it's all well and good. But he does talk about his kids and his marriage and how far he wants to go. And it, for all intents and purposes, he is the GOAT. And I get it. I don't necessarily always agree with that particular evaluation. But, just for the sake of this conversation, it's fine. Yeah. But he did talk about the fact that now it's a year-by-year basis. He dissolved anything that was going on with Belichick. It look, man, you're 40 years old. You've been doing this for year after year after year after year. And it Father Time will catch up. Father Time always wins. And he said, I still want to go out there and compete with a bunch of 22-year-olds. It's a lot of fun. And I think that's the aspect of it that people forget. You know, when people are telling you you're too old to do anything, and we've, you know, for those of us of a certain age, we've all had this conversation. You know, when I go to events and I see guys who are sitting down at the tables to broadcast, you know, we do Army, Navy, whatever the circumstances are, and we look and, you know, there's a bunch of kids in their 20s. And they're looking at me like I'm Methuselah. Oh, okay, flip the mic open. Let's see what happens. And I'll go head-to-head with anybody. Well, you know, athletes are the same way. Anybody's competitive. A business person is competitive like that. Wait tables, whatever, you know, whatever the deal is. And he, you know, he's going to turn 41 in August. Season starts, he's going to be 41 years old. There's only three quarterbacks who have ever started 10 games or more in turning 21. Brett Favre, Vinny Testaverde, and Warren Moon. Two of them are in the Hall of Fame. And none of the teams made the postseason on any of the three. But Brady threw for 4,500 yards last year and 32 touchdowns with 8 picks. Bill Belichick knows how to put him in the best position to win football games, which is why you talk about GOATs. That's where it's not even close. He's the greatest coach of all time. All due respect to Vince Lombardi. All due respect to anybody else you want to throw out there. Don Shula, Chuck Knoll, George Halas. I don't care who it is. George of the Jungle. Bill Belichick is the best football coach to ever walk a sideline. And the only reason why and how you can measure it is the fact that anybody who would be in his position, and what I mean by that is winning consistently, the teams fall off the cliff eventually because the draft choices that you get are not the elite guys at the you're not seeing the elite pass rusher. You're not seeing the super running back. You know, you're not seeing the potential replacement for Tom Brady, the can't-miss quarterback, like Indianapolis did where they moved Peyton Manning and drafted Andrew Luck. Now, you know, we know how it's turned out so far for Andrew Luck, but in theory, that was the right progression for them. Those opportunities don't come around in any sport. And yet, Bill Belichick has managed to keep this New England Patriot team on top. Don't get me wrong. I hate them. I hate this team. But you can't argue with success, and you cannot disrespect an organization that has been able to do what they have done. And like I said, the storyline out of this is the fact that Tom Brady said, Bill Belichick and I have a great relationship. Boom, case closed. Put out the fire. So if you're listening to WEEI up in Boston, well, you know, that's the storyline today. That's everything that they're talking about. And then that's it. He had a bad game in the Super Bowl last year. I mean, you know, you throw for 505 yards, you suck. Oh, wait. I don't know. The thing he has going for him is I don't see anybody in that division catching up to them this year. It may happen. He may fall off the cliff. He may get hurt. Brian Hoyer being your backup is not a good thing. So we're going to find out if he should go down, whether or not Belichick can coach this team into the playoffs. But, you know, Miami, there's question marks there, and they're trying to rebuild on the fly, and Tannehill and all the decisions that were made or not made during the draft involving him when all the speculation was with they were going to move up to get a quarterback, and that didn't end up happening. The Jets, they're trying to sort it all out. They got their quarterback of the future, allegedly. If there's a surprise team in that division, it's probably going to be the Jets, either good or bad. I don't know which way. And in Buffalo, everybody's discounting them going back to the playoffs because they got rid of Tyrod Taylor. Well, first of all, let's find out what A.J. McCarron is about. And yeah, they took a lot of attrition. But that group, that coach, that general manager, seem to know what they're doing, and they seem to be working in tandem. So if anybody, even with the loss of Tyrod Taylor, if anybody's going to challenge New England this year, it's probably going to be Buffalo. But I don't think anybody is particularly positioned to do it. We'll find out. Now, the other storyline is Odell Beckham Jr. says he will be at training camp. You know, and again, media frenzy, feeding frenzy. You look at what's gone on with Odell. And everybody's trying to put a wedge between him and management. From all accounts, that wedge isn't there. And he did he was there at the mandatories, but he also did a youth camp 2 days before Giants minicamp ended. Beckham was at the mandatory stuff and then at his own camp when he was going past the reporters because they're shoving a mic in front of him every single day trying to get him to say something stupid. Evidently, the light has gone on with Odell as far as how he's dealing with the media. Look, he wants to be the highest paid player in football, which is not going to happen. But he is going to end up being the highest paid wide receiver. And Ralph Facchiano from SNY asked him if we'll see him at training camp, and OBJ said, yes, sir, yes, you will. So he'll be at training camp. Now, will they get it done before training camp? I don't know. He's under contract. He's in the final year of his rookie deal. And look, you don't want to get it. You don't want it to get nasty. But let's not forget, they can tag him next year if they need to. And they can tag him again after that. And they can tag him again after that. Now, financially, it wouldn't make any sense. But they can do it. Now, he's in the $8 million range on this particular deal. And he's, you know, half of what Sammy Watkins makes. And frankly, Sammy Watkins is half the receiver of Odell Beckham Jr. He looks good. In the mandatories this past week, he looked good. And already at this point, he's the best wide receiver the Giants have ever had. So, this is pretty good. And, you know, again, you look at it, right, and you look back from 2014, and I'm not picking on Sammy Watkins. He's a good receiver. He's not a great receiver, which is proof by the fact that he's on his third team since he came into the league. But you look at the draft grades back in 2014. They had Sammy Watkins graded at a 7.3 out of 10, and Beckham was a 6.1. Well, hello. How did that turn out? Giants need to get it done, and they will. He's keeping his mouth shut. He's doing the right thing. Aside from the video over in Europe, you know, which he almost screwed that up. I'm sure he's taking his mandatory drug test and there's nothing there, which, thank goodness. But he'll get it done and Giant fans can exhale. The only thing that, you know, quite frankly, needs to happen is that they need to just get it done before, or for his sake anyway, that they need to get it done before camp. Because I do get the perspective of, yes, you're under contract and you can't play scared and everything else. But the reality is that, you know, you don't want to blow out a knee or something along those lines before you have the opportunity to get into camp and do it. So now in the World Cup, which I did promise you, Mexico beat Germany 1-0. Minimal extra time. It was, you know, Germany having won the last cup. It's the first time, I think it might be history, but did not win their opener. And is definitely the shock result of the tournament so far. And look, I love the World Cup. You know, it sucks the U.S. isn't in there, but I am paying attention to it. And there's already a lot of upsets going on, and this was a shocker. Germany was a prohibitive favorite going into this one. And Mexico, though, although a good team, is not considered an elite team on the world stage. They got it done. And Juan Carlos Osorio is supposed to be fired at the end of the World Cup. Well, beating the defending World Cup champion probably is going to take that off the to-do list of Mexico FIFA. We'll find out. We'll wrap up this hour right after this brief timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're listening to Sports Attack here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And there's some nice matchups going on. And some interesting matchups coming forward. Today, you've got Sweden at South Korea, Belgium and Panama, Tunisia and England in the World Cup. And when you look at the groups, Russia's sitting on top of Group A right now, which, you know, in theory, you always want the home team to get out. So when they group it, they're in the same bracket as Uruguay. And on top with 3 points, Egypt and Saudi Arabia behind them. Goal differential plus five for Russia, so any kind of a tiebreaker, they're going to go. The Iranians, in their group, they're sitting with on top with Portugal, Spain, and Morocco behind them. So Iran has a pretty good opportunity to get out. The French tied with Denmark, Australia, and Peru behind them, not really with much of a chance. The mighty, mighty Icelanders. Well, not so mighty so far, but they played a very competitive, spirited game. Same group as Argentina. Group E, you got Serbia sitting on top over Brazil and Costa Rica. Mexico sitting on top of their group. And how fun is that? And then in Group G, which gets started today, and Group H, you got Belgium, as we talked about, and then Panama, Colombia, and Japan. Pretty cool fun. Really is. One thing that they haven't been doing is drawing fans thus far. And it's early, so we'll see. It'll play itself out. But so far, not so good as far as attendance in Russia. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Scott. Scotty Ray, enjoy your vacation, brother. Hope we will be talking to you again tomorrow. So make sure you don't go anywhere. Have a great one, everybody.